The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's. That's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elks, and today's date is October 30th, 2023. And bringing it back for our second hour here to continue this discussion about the Maui fires and the California fires, my good friend, American patriot, Eagle Forum patriot, Orlene Curla, and my good friend co-host, Rob James. Welcome back to the show, you guys. Rob, you're going to finish up here. You're going to kind of sure. You left us with a term I was not familiar with, and you said the Black Hat Operation. Go into some detail on that for me, would you?
Here's the simplicity of this. We're at the point of this game. We know that the deep state exists. We know that they want to take over. Pretty much, they have taken over our country, a lot of the world through operations and such. We've gotten to the point where we call them the Black Hats. The White Hat operations are the good guys, and kind of like Spy versus Spy. Back in when I was growing up, there was a cartoon. It was a full blackout spy versus a whiteout spy, you know, is all white. Sure. And they'd have their back and forth games. And the point that I was getting at was the information that we've heard through back channels that the base there, the Space Force base, was compromised. Mm-hmm. And they were able to utilize the Dew weapon, perhaps retasking it the way that they had wanted. And it was not expected by the White Hats. But then on the other side of things, I've seen the helicopters that were seen in the area prior to that. There were military style transport helicopters that could pick up a container full of potentially children. Mm-hmm. So, and there's also massive amount of dumps, deep underground military base tunnel systems that come up there. So, again, layers and layers of questions we need answered at some point.
I agree with you. Orlene, on your book here, you know, I keep thinking sometimes somebody's going to have a conscience and come forward and say, be a whistleblower and tell us about these plans and what they're doing and why they're doing it. And we can't seem to find those whistleblowers to come forward. A few military ones of past have come forward. Dane Wiginton talked about, and when it comes to down to Chemtrail Spring. But other than that, I don't know if this is such a small circle, Orlene, the people that are involved in this decimation and taking out Lahaina and Maui. Is this a small circle we're looking at here of elites that are carrying out Agenda 2030 plans, or is it bigger than that? I would assume the government understands and knows what's going on. They're playing the game. They know what's going on. Again, the deep state controlling the government itself, so they're part of it. What do you think on that? On those terms, the circle that this goes to.
I agree with what Rob said. I think there are definitely some white hats in the military, and definitely some black hats. And I definitely a black hat operation, and I think those that have been involved in the military doing these terrible things, once in a while you find out someone who has a conscience and comes forward and as a whistleblower tells us the truth about this. I do not know of any whistleblowers yet from coming forth from the Lahana fires, but maybe if we dig deeper, we'll find some. There's a lot of people who are very suspicious and have written lots of things and lots of podcasts, and I try to quote from all of them in my book. But I definitely believe that this was planned, and it was an elite group that were part of the planning, and as they are being found out, many of them are resigning because they're embarrassed to have ever been part of this, and some have been transferred to a different location. I'm wondering also if this has something to do with ESG, because the silly person in charge of the water was saying it's all about equity. If you can quote equity, then you get extra points for being environmentally correct and equity correct and governance correct. So maybe that's what the governor is all about as well. I just I found out so much more about ESG. I'm sure you've covered that topic on your program as well.
Yeah, we have. You know, I'm wanting sometimes also, as long as if we're going into this territory here, let's talk about false flags. You understand false flags. There's an objective behind it. And I think we just witnessed one the other day in Maine with the mass shooting there of, 18 dead and 13 wounded. That programming, and the military has a program in programming people to do mind erasure, to plant things in their mind, and evidently carry out very, very terrible deeds and then come back and have no recollection once they've turned the switch off on them. And I wonder if some of this is also part of that program of kind of a mind manipulation here of a Manchurian candidate type situation. Or we would have people coming out and saying, you know, I have a conscience, I can't do this. There must be something that the military has some program to brainwash, carry out the assignment, then come back, either keep them programmed or basically wash away their memory of what they've just done.
I think you're right. In my book on 5G, it's called Bonelli, I mention a person that was guilty of coming into a base, and he had a clearance pass to do that. He was former military, part of the, I guess, recruitments, but he went to a base in Washington, D.C., and shot up a lot of people, and he killed himself. Maybe shot him, but was my little L weapon. And you know what EMF means.
Orlene, you're kind of breaking up on me. Try to find another place, location in your house if you can. You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Okay, is this better?
That's better. Yeah, a little better. Yeah.
Anyway, he had on his weapon my little elf weapon, and he had told his commanding officers that he felt like he was being programmed, and he was constantly having a headache. And he finally, in desperation, I guess he, or maybe he was programmed to go shoot up this base. He killed a lot of people before he was killed. And but I'll always remember it on his gun, on his rifle, was written, my little elf weapon, and ELF means low frequency. That's how they use a lot of mind control, these low frequency EMF frequencies. And I do think there's much mind control going on in the military.
I have to talk to Virginia Farber about that. She's kind of more of an expert, but definitely have to throw that her way. Yeah, I think there's something there to think about. I remember back in the day of my travel nursing, I would drive 800 to 1,000 miles in one day to my next assignment. I remember flipping on the channel trying to find some radio to keep me awake, and it was Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie or Art Bell. And they talked about the military is very heavily vested in a program called remote viewing, which is goes along with the Manchurian Candidate type of brainwashing here. So the military is working on ways to shape and mold that soldier, that ultimate soldier, evidently. Rob, any comments on that?
Yeah, that would be absolutely the MK Ultra program. You know, that's been, I don't want to say well known, but it started out as the Ultra program from the Nazis. And when they brought those nice little people over here, I'm assuming they just morphed them into the MK Ultra program. And there's many breakdowns, reports of that type of stuff. And like your guest said, that they use a little trigger. All it is a little trigger thing, and they turn into I call them wind-up toys. And they go off and do what they're supposed to do, and then they usually shoot themselves.
They always kill themselves. Yeah. They always kill themselves.
Well, not all of them do. And that's what you know, gets tricky here, because all of a sudden somebody's caught now, and then they're starting to talk, you know. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if they had implants in the brain where they could literally just have a kill switch on these people. Yeah. I know the super soldier program is true, is real. I had a friend who had clearance to go down into the Great Lakes Naval Base into the lower levels, and he witnessed USB ports in the back of soldiers on the tables. So this is not that much science fiction.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not anymore. So,
Orlane, a rebuttal. Anything to add to that?
I totally agree with you. I just found my elf weapon in my book. So it's under the title Civilian Guinea Pigs. And I totally agree that it's part of MKUltra. And so this was at the Washington, D.C. Navy Yard, September 16th, 2013. I was actually there. I was flying back from a National Eagle Forum conference. And I was at Washington, D.C. airport, and they stopped all planes. Everything was stopped because of this killing. And this
step back again. You're kind of breaking up again. Try to find another location there. You get some interference, I can hear.
Is this any better?
That's better. Yeah.
And I'll try to speak louder. His name was Aaron Alexis. And he helped in the rescue attempts at 9/11. But then his father said that he was maybe was having post-traumatic stress disorder from that. Mm-hmm. But he was moved to various places, and he kept telling people that he kept hearing voices and kept hearing strange things in his head, and he felt like he was being microwaved. Mm-hmm. And he finally, he was programmed to do this. He took his elf weapon and went to this Navy Yard and shot people, and I can't remember how many he killed. And then he was shot by the police right after.
Yeah. But I don't know if I told you this, Rob, or I told you this, Orlane. It was about, I'm going to say, a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. Yeah, I think it was. I was out in my backyard doing some yard work, and a military helicopter came overhead of my property. And I started to go be incoherent and almost like hallucinate. And I had a hard time keeping my eyes straight. It was the weirdest thing. I dropped to my knees and I thought, what is happening to me? And once the helicopter went beyond a certain point, I regained everything. My consciousness came back, and I got in the house and realized something was used on me in a pattern circling overhead of me. And there was something, wow, weaponry or something, electromagnetic frequency, something got me in their scope there and had changed I nearly just collapsed in my backyard until it left. Then I got back up and I was okay again. Just snap my fingers, I'm back. I can't explain it other than there must be something there.
I have a confirmation on that also. I have a friend who's in, we'll just say, near Kentucky, Illinois, Indiana. She, same thing, military aircraft coming overhead, and had horrible sickness feeling kind of thing.
Yep.
Stuff. And they do, I know I read about the program, I forget, I don't have it in my frontal brain. They do use that ELF, that ultra, extremely low frequency to they can actually project into our heads actual thoughts. They've somewhat perfected it, we'll say.
Wow.
So, and this goes back.
I have it.
Go ahead, Orlando.
I have it at the end.
Go.
I have at the end of my chapter exactly what it does. They can put a person to sleep, make a person tired or depressed, create a fear, create a zombie state, create a violent state, create a sexually aggressive state, change cellular chemistry, change hormone levels, enhance mRNA, synthetic processes, control the DNA transaction process, control biological spin and proton coupling constants in the DNA, the RNA, and the RNA transferases, whatever those are. Anyway, it is amazing the power that this ELF can have. Mm-hmm. It sounds like both of you are very well aware of that.
Yeah. That was pretty scary. I knew right away. I looked up, and it was, I remember, a green helicopter, military. And I don't know. I said, geez, was I targeted? Was this on purpose? Of course, they know who I am. They know who you are, Rob. And I've been here, 6 years on the network, and they know who I am, probably know where I live. There's no secret there. And was I being targeted, or was this just a little experimental? We're overhead, you know. Let's see if we can zap this guy here and get him to drop to his knees here, because it was the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced. Ever. By the way, we have a great opportunity here tonight with Orlene Curla and Rob James with me tonight, talking about the Maui fires, a little bit of everything. We can go into a lot of different territory tonight. Your phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. It's 512-248-8252. It's a great opportunity. Don't miss it. Don't pass it up. All right, we're back.
Okay.
What else can we discuss, Orlene, of abnormalities of what you found in your book?
Well, would you mind if I make one comment before we do that?
Sure, go right ahead.
The caller that called in and spoke about Bill Gates and the depopulation agenda that he had, which I think so much of this is all about as well. In my book on COVID, mm-hmm. Unmasking the Masquerade, Volume 2, The Charge of the Vaccine Brigade, I show Bill mm-hmm. Gates and Tony Fauci, both on horses armed with vaccine needles. And I also have the quote that your caller called in and said, and it was February 2010, he was correct, a TED Talk. And then I have many other quotes where he was talking about depopulation and what the vaccines do. And I thought that was mm-hmm. amazing, because most of us only know about that one quote. But yeah. He says, the benefits of vaccines are there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing population growth. And this is when he was on CNN, Sonia Gupta, about his decades of vaccine initiatives. And then one other that was really amazing, he was talking about getting rid of excess people.
Yeah.
He said, I rate the chances of a widespread epidemic far worse. And he gives examples of epidemics that had already happened, such as the Spanish flu, Ebola. He anticipated some future pandemic that will be the most likely thing by far to kill 10 million excess people in 1 year. And he used the word excess. Isn't that
excess.
Not amazing?
No.
Okay, now I'll go back to the anomalies of the Maui fire.
Okay.
But I just thought, well,
yeah,
if anyone
doubts
it.
Since you opened the door on the COVID thing, let me ask you a question here, because I know you spend time between California and you've been time in Utah. And I lived in Utah for 9 years, and I know a lot of kids, a lot of autism, the shots, all that stuff. Are they waking up in Utah, Orlene? Are they waking up and understanding that this, first of all, it doesn't work? It's not safe and effective. Are they waking up and resisting now?
There is a huge group that are waking up, and a lot of freedom-loving people have organized just during the COVID years trying to get medical freedom. So I think they are waking up, but some are still asleep, which is too bad.
All right. Again, you have an opportunity tonight to talk to Orlene Curla, 512-248-8252, and we'll take a short commercial break and be right back.
No reason to get excited. there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Easeoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Back again, 512-248-8252. We're getting a slow call night tonight. I don't know why. People getting ready for Halloween, I guess. I don't know. But we have a call coming in from California here. Gregory in California, you're on with Orlin Curla and my good co-host, James.
Hello, hello. Love
yes,
your show.
What's your question tonight? What's your question tonight, James? I mean, Greg.
My question is... Do you truly comprehend how much we've been lied to in the war that we're in? I mean, we are at DEFCON 5 or 6 or 10 or whatever it is, but we're total blown-out war, and I just don't comprehend why most folks don't consider this.
Good question. Good question. I don't know. I think DEFCON stops at 4 or 5. Is that right? Right, Rob? 4, 5, DEFCON?
I think it's five, and that's what I was just checking.
You know, I don't know. This is a question we've asked a lot and over the years of why people are not more activated to what's going on. Why aren't they doing their research and homework? They simply are just walking in step here. They make the perfect sheeple, you know, from people to sheeple. And they're just too damn comfortable. I don't know. I can't explain it because I'm a thinking person. Rob, you're a thinking person. Orlean, you're a thinking person, and you're a narrative person who puts it in print. Some of this stuff is so easy to unfoil and figure out. It doesn't take a lot, and I don't quite understand how people get sucked into believing the narrative from the government. It's quite obvious the pharmaceuticals are locked at the hip with the government. This COVID shot they sold under the emergency use authorization is not 95% safe and effective. They have a blanket immunity from being sued if harm comes your way. They had exclusion groups set up. Not everybody had to take it. Illegals could come over. Don't worry about them. You don't have to take it, but Steve and everybody else, you have to take your shots or you get fired. I don't know. I really, that's been one of the, that's the $64,000 question I've always asked. Why are more people not out in the streets protesting of what they're seeing, the government tyranny coming our way? And they're just, I guess they got their MTV, they got their football. I don't know what they're into, but they clearly are not educated really what's going on, or they've come to a point where they've given up. They've said, you know what, there's nothing I can do. I can't stop these evil people. Yes, people in government are all, they're all evil. They're all self-serving. I can't beat them. So I'll just tune them out. And if we hire another guy, he'll just be as crooked as the other guy. And so they feel kind of hopeless that they can't make a difference, make a change. That's where I see it. Your guys, what do you think?
Dave, I'll chime
you're right.
in on that. You're right on that. Yet at the same time, let's refer back to what Orlean was saying and I was saying. We have this great programming device sitting there in our living rooms, and it's now to levels of programming abilities that we don't even know. It can watch us. It can interact with us. Don't even believe for a minute that it's not numbing people down. People's frequencies are so low right now that, and people don't understand about this stuff because that's what brings them down. They can't think. It's the mind-numbing effect, so to speak, and they literally become just Autobots to sit there and be good consumers and drink beer, watch sports, any number of, you know, fantasy shows that are on TV to entertain them, keep them entertained. And I was going to say, you know, going back to things about the population pruning stuff, that was on the Georgia Guidestones. We seem to have forgotten that. And amazingly,
it was $350 million on the Georgia Guidestones.
No, $500 million. $500 million is what they wanted it down to, no more than that. And amazingly, though, those stones were exploded by what I believe to be a white hat, dew weapon. So the good guys get a few strikes in there because nobody talked about it. Nobody. And remember what I always say, Steve, pay attention to what's not being talked about.
That's right.
They didn't say shoot over that.
No, I agree. I agree. Arlene, go ahead. You had a comment on that?
Well, I used to tell this little joke about two men that were out golfing, and David said to his friend, John, you know, he was talking about the world and how terrible things were, and he was saying to John, what do you think the biggest problem is and what we can do to stop it? And his friend shrugged his shoulders and said, I don't know and I don't care. He said, you're right on. It's ignorance and complacency.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. People are just too uninformed to care, or they're just too complacent. And I agree that that big box in our living rooms, especially if it's a smart television, is doing that. We hardly ever watch television. We think it's just a waste of time, but I agree. And that there is also fear, and the government has amazing ability to use fear tactics to frighten people into complacency.
Yeah, they do. That's very true. We got a couple calls coming in, and one of our frequent calls, well, we haven't heard from her in a while. Renee in North Carolina, sorry. You're on with Orlean Kerlo. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, you know, we're being taken out. This is an inside job. The United States, I don't know how you can come to any other conclusion. It is being taken down, and it's our own people doing it. You know, I understand things using the plantation model, because this is exactly what they do. the elite are master a very small number of people, like 0.1% or something. So, see, the plantation master, he is the overseer, that'd be like military and police, okay, and the house slaves to go spy on the field slaves in exchange for having their cushier jobs in position, they would spy on and kind of be little spies for the master, okay? A lot of times the middle class is not all one kind of group. Now, see, I see what they did was during COVID, they destroyed, from what I've heard, 1 million businesses. That was the best of the middle class. Our brave entrepreneurs. Now, because those businesses have closed, those people will be forced to go get a job if they want some daily bread to eat, and they will have to go get a job working for the government or big corporations. So they'll be under their thumb and control, okay? And that's what they're doing. They're destroying the kind of entrepreneurs, and then those people are going to have to go, if they want a job, they're going to have to actually go become yes men for the corporations and the government. And so the thing is, somehow, because see, the people on the top cannot carry this out without yes men to do all this dirty work that they do to other people. And so if they can take away people's kind of individual power and stick them where they're under the power of the corporations and the government, you know what? That Milgram's experiment and the experiments like the Stanford Prison Experiment, these people will do to us. Just watch right now. I know Amy Goodman with Democracy Now went to that big protest at Grand Central Station, and you have all these cops going and arresting these peaceful demonstrators that want to call an end to the genocide in Palestine. These people will do anything for their 3 pieces of silver. That's who we need to be afraid of, okay? Those are the ones, they will do it. And there's evidence I heard on the Gray Zone coming out that a lot of those people that they claimed Hamas killed, no. The Israeli soldiers were ordered to take a lot of those people out. They were ordered to kill their own people. Like I say, Max Blumenthal.
So what you're saying is a false flag. You say it was a false flag then, basically. Yeah.
Well, Hamas did stuff, but they had little tiny weapons, okay? When they're looking at the evidence, some of this stuff was, the damage could not have been done with the little kind of weapons that the Palestinians have. This was like rocket attacks and stuff was melted that they didn't have the kind of things that would do that. Like you say, because I think Max Blumenthal, a former, grew up Zionist until he got smart, both him and Aaron Maté, and Gabor Maté is also being very vocal about this. There are a lot of Jews. That's why it irritates the hell out of me when people go, oh, the Jews. It's not all the Jews. A lot of the Jews are really sticking their neck out right now, yeah, trying to get this to stop.
We need to discern, Renee, and go with Zionist, okay? That's exactly who we're fighting. These are the Zionists. I know a lot of Jewish people are very good people, and you're absolutely
correct. Me too.
They're sticking their neck out. They're sticking their neck out. They want to stop the ceasefire, and you made some great points. But I think we need to discern. There's two different groups here we're looking at: the Jewish people versus the Zionist government.
Yes, absolutely, because Netanyahu's a horrible piece of garbage. But then look at Biden, and they can say, and I don't know, I just heard also Trump's all of a sudden starting to sound more warlike-y too. So in other words, we're really boxed in here where I just don't know how we're going to get out of this. Like I say, except that so many people, I see these large numbers of people worldwide and everything that are more awake than we thought. Okay, because there's huge crowds all over gathering in support of Palestine. I didn't know that many people knew, really. You know, but it's looking like the numbers are large, but they're going to get dangerous because they're losing control of their narrative where it's going to be exposed how badly they've been lying to people for decades.
Got it. All right, Renee, I think you said a mouthful there, and I do believe you're right. We are embedded. We are in some serious trouble here. We've got a lot of fires. I want to point to some questions here for that exactly after we get a couple of our calls in here, though. Thank you for your call, Renee. Appreciate you always. What's that? Rob? Never mind. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Ken in Texas. Welcome, Ken.
Good evening. Well, since this is still pretty much a war of words, and those who define the terms, can drive the narrative, and so often we only have 6-second soundbite to work with, I like to call it like I see it. And what happened in Maui, I like to call the Lahaina cost.
Okay. It's a good term.
So that way it conveys what actually happened there and gets people to think. Anyhow, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you all very much.
Well, hold it right there because you said the word, and I agree, but, the bottom line is it's never been defined and broken down exactly what the heck happened here. The narrative that was handed down was accepted, gladly accepted by the mainstream media, and it made no sense. These anomalies are anomalies that they will not pass a scientific test. Boats on the harbor that are burning, and you're telling me that embers flew over, but the airflow bringing the embers over was far away from the harbor, so there's no way the embers could have reached an upwind. It's not possible. So, again, the narrative was accepted, and that's what bothers me, is that nobody's really dug into this other than Orlean yourself writing a book. There's not a whole lot of books out there yet. Hopefully there will be more people looking into these anomalies, but the term is there, but we need to know what actually happened here and how they carried this out.
Well, I agree. And then, if you start talking about it, then you have to start thinking about questions like, well, do I paint my roof red or blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyhow, thank you all.
I believe in making this one political here on either side of the table here, Republican or Democrat. This is just an atrocity that was carried out. And I know this was pre-planned, as Orlean said, it was pre-planned. There's an agenda behind it. Don't know exactly what it's tied to. It could be tied to Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum. It could be tied to a couple of things. I want to get this other call in before I give a question to Rob James and Orlean on this. But let's go back to let's talk to JR in Georgia.
Well, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call. I'm going to play the devil's advocate here, because I'm going to ask your guest.
Okay.
They've published their books. Are your footnotes filled with third-party comments, suggestions, or articles? Because I'm curious as your financial means of being able to ascertain the information that you've published in your book. Who did you pay for it? I'm a truth seeker.
Okay, to answer your question, I don't make anything on any of my books, I'm afraid. I self-publish them. I know how to format them myself. I send them to my nice printer in Rotor Park, right next to Santa Rosa, and he believes in what I'm doing. He prints them, and then I just sell them from my website. I don't use Amazon because I don't think Amazon would publish my books. My books are not politically correct enough. So I'm not financed by anyone except maybe my husband, who helps me out every now and then. But if I break even, I feel happy. I'm just mainly doing this to get the truth out. So there's no financial profit in my books at all.
JR, let me tell you something. As a character reference, I have known Orlean for a long time. Number of years, she was one of, actually, between James, who brought me into Eagle Forum, and Orlean, who actually held a lot of the meetings, the Eagle Forum meetings. As a character reference, as the highest standard, JR, I back Orlean Curla 100%. She's true blue. She is the real deal. I kid you not.
Thank you.
Well, I do believe there's a great amount of suspicion that what happened in the Hawaii fires.
Yeah,
because of the loss of life that occurred during that event is very suspicious. I've been on this story ever since it ever happened. And I've heard people say, in reference to third-party comments, reporting, and the alt media that we listen to every day outside of the mainstream, and it has become very hard to discern what is the truth and what is a lie. Every side has an agenda, both the left and the right. We know this to be true.
Well, what's the old saying, JR? There's three sides to every story, yours, mine, and the truth. Somewhere in the middle there, we need to find some common ground. And I back Orlean 100%. That's why I brought her onto the network, the show. I've had her on, what, five or six times now since 2016 or 17. And because she's a solid speaker on what she researches, she does her homework, and she brings some great ideas and some great theories to the network, and that's why I have her on. I'm solid on the character reference for Orlean Kerla. She's solid, JR.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm not trying to create an argument here with you, Steve.
Nope. It's a valid question. You don't know her like I do, but it's a valid question, and I appreciate your question and your honesty. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to one of our good friends, Orlean. I think you recognize this gentleman, Tom in Utah. Welcome, Tom.
Hi, Steve and Orlean. I have to apologize, Steve. You called me to get me to flag everybody in Eagle Farm in Utah, but my phone had died with my phone numbers. I didn't get a chance to call Gail or Zika or Karen Clark or Marianne or anybody.
Did you
and
murder,
I just wondered
Steve?
If you.
What's that, huh? Orlean?
I can't hear her at all.
This is Tom. This is Tom in Utah.
Oh, I can't hear it. Whatever is going on, I can't hear it.
Okay. Can you hear can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but that's all.
Okay, Tom, try to find a location for yourself. Maybe it's your side. I don't know. Ask your question.
Well, anyway, I just wondered if you got Orlean to call Gail Rizika.
Oh, I call her quite often.
Yeah, Steve called me earlier today and flagged me about this, you being his guest, and I said, yeah, without realizing that I lost my phone numbers for Eagle Forum when my phone died. Anyway.
So you cannot call Gail yourself, is that it?
Yeah, I don't have her number anymore, so I was going to just beg on you to call me. Go to Flames of Injustice. By the way, the Rand Corporation recruited me right out of high school, trained me in combustion dynamics, so I've dealt with fire, and I have a bit of information that you might be interested in relative to the Lahaina fire, the Hawaiian fires. So
sure.
When you get a chance, give me a call.
Okay, and how do I find your phone number?
I got his number. I'll give it to you, Orlean, after the show.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. All right,
that'll be great. Thank you.
Got to move on here. We got another call coming in. Frances in North Carolina. Wow, I haven't heard from her in ages. Frances, welcome, show.
Well, hello, kiddo. Hey, young man. Hey, young lady.
She always starts the show off just perfect. The young man thing goes a long way with her.
She's so sweet. She's from the South.
Well, you know, I love this woman. Never met her. I love her. Thank you.
That was kind of you. I figure people have to be a lot younger than I am, given my age range, and I'm not going to allude to what that might be. But let's just say that I'm a throwback from the 60s. How's that? But aside from that, as far as the...
loving hippie chick?
Never mind. That was my other half. But anyway, as far as the what you refer to as directed energy weapons are concerned, I find that kind of an ironic label for that, simply for the following reason. When you look at the films that Hollywood produces that have to do with science fiction, fantasy, whatever have you, and the fantastic weaponry, the fantastic mechanical technology that they are presenting to the public view for their entertainment, dare I say, they have had access to things that that they've hidden from the public until now. basically tantalized every everyday person with their cell phones, the iPad, you name it, blah, 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 for the past two or three decades or better. And they've had access to that stuff for at least five decades or maybe a half century prior to this. So the aspect of being a directed energy weapon, might just simply call it for what it is, and that's a laser beam, for crying out loud.
Yes.
We start weaponizing light, weaponizing sound, as the military have complexes done. I mean, when they talk about weaponizing light to the point of turning into a laser beam, whenever you turn on your vehicle, you have what's called LED headlights. When you're driving down a roadway at night and you have someone with their headlights like that type of style hitting you in the face at night and you wonder why your eyes hurt, that's because they're getting people to hurt each other with said LED headlights. Hence the reason why they're also trying to make incandescent light bulbs illegal or banned or whatever, because they can't weaponize it, whereas they have done so with this. So if you find that people are wearing shades at night, well, there's a very good reason why, because one, at least that helps to block some of that vibe or frequency from those said headlights that they're being used to hurt people, their fellow human beings' eyes. So with the aspect of light being weaponized, yeah, I've seen some of the videos, and it's like, yep, the little children have actually learned how to weaponize it and use it against their everyday fellow human beings. So the fact that they're using it for their own greed to confiscate land from their fellow human beings for their own selfish, greedy purposes, that doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me in the least bit, because they're going to continue using that and weaponizing it against their fellow human beings and think that they are guiltless. Believe me, they are so filled with guilt that their blood is like curdling. It's disgusting. So anyway, aside from that, the only thing I can suggest is, as far as the remedy is concerned, and it's not the only one, yeah, if you're able to acquire a yellow film of some sort and use that as a visual block against that frequency, then you'll help your eyes at least somehow. Because back in the 70s, if you might recall, they had something called blue blocker shades or whatever.
Yeah, I remember
to deal with
this
supposed, well, same idea principle for that matter. Especially this day and time, decade, new millennium, and so forth, it might help shed some help to keep the health of your eyes in order. So with that, I'll have a green olive, not rainbow, with my margarita, your choice of flavor. Y'all have a great week. Play hard.
Always, as usual. Interesting call. Comments of Orlean, and then heading off to Rob, and then we have another call from California.
I totally agree with what she said about LED lights, and I have a chapter in my book about 5G and the danger of so many of the crazy lights that we have now. And yes, there is a way to protect your light, your eyes, against these, so I'm glad she mentioned that.
Very good. Rob, anything to add to that?
Yes, I'll go on the other side of that. The fluorescent light bulbs that they sold us over the years, that's I believe that's why President Trump at the time took off the illegal ban on regular incandescents, because they're very healthy, whereas the fluorescents actually put out a hum frequencies again, where... I know my child at school, she had headaches bad. Now, it doesn't affect everybody because, again, if you study, frequencies, as you get into frequencies, everybody's bodies are different, running at different frequencies. And what happens with that is if you match two frequencies together, you get what's called a harmonic resonance. And that's where you can have real wonky stuff going on. That's all we'll say.
By the way, I got some breaking news here. Letitia James, the Attorney General in New York, has filed new charges against Donald Trump for tearing the tags off his mattresses. Just want to let you know that.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
No.
That's coming soon. Oh, by
it's
the way.
Soon. And he didn't tear it off his My Pillow because he likes Mike Lindell, but he's torn it off the mattresses, and they're going after him for that. Let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Skip in California. Welcome, Skip.
Hi, I'm just I'm calling your guest. Amazing woman. I've been to Eagle Farms many times, and I met some very interesting people there, and her guest speakers are amazing also. And so just giving her some support for what she does. I think I was at her house once watching the Red Pill Expo. And so that's, I just want to give that plug. What she says
is
as real as she believes it. And I believe it.
Thank you, Skip. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, well, thank you for what you do. And I enjoy going to your Eagle Forum meetings. Mm-hmm. And
do you go to the one in Orange County, or where do you attend?
Yes, the one in Orange County, correct.
That's great. They've got a great group there.
Good. Yeah.
Good. Well, good.
By the way, Orlean, is your group in Santa Rosa, have they grown bigger in size?
Oh, it depends on the speaker.
Oh.
it's usually around 30 to 40. Orange County, they sometimes have 120. It's remarkable.
Whoa.
There.
Wow. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I think
nice.
I've met Alex Newman there. I've met William Federer. Just some amazing people. And I think I met your son there also. Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name.
Wonderful. But,
yeah.
I'm going to be speaking for the state conference in April in Orange County about this subject of Maui. My book will be done then, and I think this is such an important subject.
I'll
see you then.
I get your email, so
great.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got it. Hey, thanks, Skip. Orlean, here's a question I had for you here, because it just seems like the world is turned upside down. It's on fire. Is there any possibility that this is part of a puzzle? The Maui fires, the Santa Rosa fires, Paradise fires, Fountain Grove fires, and many other instances along the way here that is factored into other world events. Because I look around, we've got Ukraine, we've got Russia, we've got China, we've got North Korea, we've got Israel now, Hamas, Hezbollah. And we have so many feet stuck in the quagmire. I think we're sinking in the quicksand. Is this all pieces of the puzzle coming together? Are they all interconnected?
Well, I think they all have something to do with getting people to move from where they're located. It's probably part of the Wildlands Project. I think it's also, sometimes I think they're testing us. I think maybe the Santa Rosa fires was a big test to see how many people could not rebuild, because, you know, usually when you take out insurance on your home, it does not cover the cost of rebuilding the cement foundation, which
That's
these
right.
fires totally destroyed, and so then the cost of rebuilding is so much more expensive. I have several neighbors close around where I live who were not able to rebuild, and they just had to sell us for whatever money they could get and leave. And now in California, the entire State Farm and other fire insurance companies will not give you any fire insurance because they're afraid the same terrible things will happen.
I got a quick question, and then we got one more caller. We're going to try to squeeze in one call last tonight. Has anybody ever walked around Paradise, Fountain Grove, Santa Rosa with a Geiger counter to see if there's radioactivity, any radiation?
I have with my little tiny meter, and yes, there was radiation. My meter, I use to check how high the 5G is in areas, and 4G, and there was radiation. And I did go to Paradise and took pictures, and I noticed Paradise already had 5G antennas up before this fire even happened. And I think the 5G antennas plus everything else that's going on can make a fire much worse.
All right, let's take our last caller tonight here. I think he's from Brooklyn. Jim in Brooklyn, you're on with Orlean Curla. Jim, are you there?
Yes, and Steve, how are you?
Good. You're on with Orlean Curla. You got a couple minutes. Fire
right,
away.
Just real, very quickly, one frequency that's very dangerous and it's everywhere, and I'll say what it is. These are three things that have the same frequency in and around 2.4 gigahertz. They are cell phones, Bluetooth, and microwave ovens. Google it anywhere. What's the frequency of a microwave oven? What's the frequency of Bluetooth? What's the frequency of cell phones? It's in and around 2.4 gigahertz. So when we have a phone next to our head or Bluetooth in our ears, right next to our brain, we're using the same frequency to cook food in the microwave oven. Anybody can look it up right now.
Yeah. I think I've heard that.
I totally agree with you. I'm glad you mentioned that. And may I also say something about the microwave before we leave? So I mentioned the trees were burning from the inside out here in Santa Rosa, in Paradise, and in Lahana. And this is a sign of a microwave fire. So when the blue laser beams hit the ground, they turn the water in the ground to essentially an electromagnetic force. And as you know, water carries electricity. And so we've had a wonderful, amazing man by the name of Robert Brain speak for our EcoForum chapter here. He's an arborist, and he showed all these pictures of fires burning from the inside out of these trees. The fire comes actually from the ground, from underground, from where the lasers have hit, and then that electricity is carried through the water. And in our home, where our home survived these fires in Santa Rosa when all of the neighbors around us lost their homes because we do not have a smart meter on our home. And I really believe they were using the smart meter as a reciprocal for shooting down these blue laser direct energy weapons. But I have a picture of a plastic garbage can of our neighbors standing. You see our home in the background. The neighbors totally lost their home, everything, cement foundation. But all the homes had their cement, had their plastic garbage cans surviving. Plastic does not burn in a microwave fire. So I just wanted to bring that out because I think it's so important.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting. Jim, thank you for the call. I appreciate that. Appreciate that. Again, Orling, give us the title of your book again. You say it's coming out probably before Christmas. The title of your book again?
Inferno Enigma. What really happened in the mysterious Maui fires.
Great, great.
And you can.
And we'll put a link on the website here when it comes out for purchase. Definitely thank you again for being on the show tonight. Short notice, but I appreciate you coming on. And Rob James, you're a good man. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Hey, real quick, Steve, a little protectionary thing. Shungite. Look for it. You can stick it on the back of your phone. It absorbs microwave energy from the phone. Protects you. Shungite.
Sounds good.
So,
sounds good.
Excellent stuff.
I have that in my book. That's really important.
It's in your book.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Thank you
for your show
you.
Tonight. Back on Sunday for my show, Off the Beaten Path. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your calls tonight. Some great calls coming in. And health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.